Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today, YouTube censored a pro-life video put out by American Life League, you know, our heroes over there with Judy Brown. So in about 1 minute, we're going to hear about that from the media director at American Life League, Michael Hitchborn. First, I want to let you know that American Right to Life did a very well-received one-hour radio interview today with Crosstalk America, which airs in 85 cities, talking about the personhood strategy of the pro-life movement, how Mitt Romney was pro-abortion, and yet he was supported by National Right to Life and others. And call after call after call from across America was from Christians who were in support of the personhood wing of the pro-life movement and opposing the idea of regulating child killing. Tomorrow, I will have the honor of doing an interview with a pro-life radio host from Illinois on WCRA, very significant radio station, with William Bentz, the host. And so please pray for that. Now, before we go to Michael Hitchborn with American Life League, oh, and then we have a report coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, where this weekend 60 regional leaders met, 60 pro-life regional leaders, to talk about strategy for the next year. There was overwhelming support for the personhood wing of the pro-life movement. Overwhelming support. We will get this information from Jo Scott, who was not only there, she made a significant presentation. And by the way, these leaders, they went to the local abortion clinic on Saturday. Three security guards quit. Three security guards, when confronted by Christians, don't help an abortionist kill children. And two babies were saved. Two babies in one day. That's two more babies than were saved by the entire partial birth abortion ban coming into the force of law. That ban did not save a single child by the force of law after 15 years and $250 million wasted. And here are pro-lifers on the street save two babies. Okay, before all that, Washington Watch by Tony Perkins. Now, you know that in Colorado was launched the Collaborators Project by Will Duffy against Planned Parenthood's new building of their mega abortion clinic. Well, this report, you're going to hear it now, went out nationwide on Friday, this past Friday. So let's hear it right here on Bob Inyart Live.
From our nation's capital, this is Washington Watch. And here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
If you want to pave the way for change, why not start with an asphalt company? That's what's happening in Denver with a group of pro-life builders. With the help of Colorado Right to Life and 1-800-ASPHALT, a group called the Collaborators Project is bringing some accountability to construction projects. For the last 10 years, the Collaborators have united with pro-life construction companies to put pressure on any contractor that accepts jobs from pro-abortion organizations. They're warned that if they take the work, they'll face boycotts from other builders and demonstrations at their work sites. Right now, Planned Parenthood is building a mega clinic in the Denver area. Not only has the paving company broken off from the project, but the Collaborators are giving deadlines to other businesses to do the same. The bottom line is whether companies believe that the money they're making off an abortion clinic is enough to justify years of protest. So far, the peer pressure seems to be working. Most companies are deciding that the trade-off just isn't worth it. Instead of building abortion clinics, we're grateful that the Collaborators are using their resources to help Denver build something much more important, a culture of life.
This has been Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. For resources related to today's topic, visit our website at frcradio.org.
Tony Perkins, Colorado Right to Life, thanks you for that. The Collaborators Project thanks you for that, and their founder, Will Duffy. And I thank you. That's pretty neat to let the country know, the pro-life listeners to Christian radio programs around the country, that the Collaborators Project is up and running. It's online at collaboratorsproject.com. Now let's go to Virginia with Michael Hitchborn, media director for American Life League. Michael, what did YouTube do to you guys today?
Well, this morning we were pretty shocked because we got an email that said, and this is a quote, "After being flagged by members of the YouTube community and reviewed by YouTube staff, the video below has been removed due to its inappropriate nature." Bob, I can tell you there was absolutely nothing that was inappropriate about what we produced in the video.
Well, this was, Michael, this is basically you guys were exposing this Planned Parenthood ad campaign, their Mile High Club, where they basically sell sex to kids. And they did this spoof with a United Airlines plane and crew, no less, which is just so ironic because in Denver, where they are building their mega abortion clinic, the construction permits were all taken out in the name of United Airlines.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is just a startling connection now to this Mile High Club TV ad campaign where they're making it look like a homosexual flight attendant is having sex with a pilot as he's flying the plane, and they're selling sex to kids in the plane.
Well, and the real irony here is that YouTube has not removed the ad that we were reporting on. It's
right.
Still on YouTube.
Right.
So they'll remove our commentary and our exposure of Planned Parenthood, who is selling sex to kids so that they can sell more contraceptives, so that they can sell more abortions,
right,
baby killing. And they won't remove the video that is allegedly the offending factor of our report.
So, Michael, ALL.org is Judy Brown's website. You work for her at American Life League. Is there something a listener could do if they're upset with YouTube?
I would recommend that listeners try and contact YouTube in whatever way they can to express their concern. This kind of censorship is un-American. And I would also encourage all your listeners to come to our website, especially go to allreport.blip.tv
okay,
to see the video reports that we're putting out.
Okay, allreport.blip.tv. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for that update.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. So YouTube, of course, as with most major corporations, they take a pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-evolution outlook on the world. And so Christians have a more difficult time getting our message out, but we have the truth on our side. And Jesus Christ, he is the truth. So ultimately, we win the war because he wins the war. And if we're on his side, we win. So we don't need to get discouraged, but we need to keep fighting to get the gospel out and to protect the innocent. And now we go to Charlotte, North Carolina, where Ken and Joe Scott have spent the weekend at a pro-life summit of leaders, 60 leaders from around the country. And Joe Scott, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here.
Hey, Joe, so you guys met with these pro-life leaders, and the discussion had to do with where does the pro-life street activist movement go next? What part of the country will they focus on? What strategy will they use? And I got pretty excited talking to you because you're telling me that you had the opportunity to present, and there was, it seemed like, a lot of support for the personhood wing of the pro-life movement and a growing opposition to regulating child killing.
Absolutely, Bob. It was overwhelming support. In fact, when I was done with the presentation, people were thrilled. I mean, they were hooting,
wow,
you know, as Cal Zastro would say.
Yeah, right.
And
Cal Zastro, who is helping Colorado achieve the 76,000 signatures we need on our personhood petitions to get this on the ballot in November. So, Joe, so people were excited.
Very excited by everything that's happened in Denver and the ingenuity, creativity, and actual, I think, the blessing of God that's been on us while we're doing it, because mm-hmm, we're standing up for God's command, do not murder.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely, in Colorado, there has been a revival of Christians, including the effort to fight against killing innocent children. And a year ago in April, there was the 40 Years in the Wilderness that Leslie Hanks at Colorado Right to Life put together in the Supreme Court chambers at the Capitol, where 40 years earlier, the governor signed the first abortion law for rape, incest, and health, that you can kill a baby. And Joe, it has been just a wave of momentum since then,
right,
of Christians getting excited, saying no longer are we going to regulate child killing. American Right to Life was launched. The Collaborators Project was launched. American Right to Life Action took on Mitt Romney, the most well-funded candidate in history, spent $86 million. He's the front runner, and they took him on in South Carolina, Iowa, and Florida. And they don't get all the credit, but they get a significant chunk of the blame or the credit, however you look at it, for taking Mitt Romney out of this race because he is aggressively and recently pro-abortion.
And I got to systematically, both Ken and I got to systematically go through each thing that has happened since 40 years in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. It was just fabulous to be able to tell them and to see how excited they were to actually be part of and see the pro-life movement moving forward instead of just stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
It was thrilling for them.
Yeah, it does get pretty depressing after 30 years when we're talking about, well, you could look at an ultrasound and then you could kill the baby. You could wait 24 hours and then you could kill the baby. You could get your parents' permission, and then you could kill the baby.
And that's a point that I brought up that when I was talking about the 40 years in the wilderness. I expounded on that mm-hmm. the pro-life industry was identified when we did that project, 40 years of the
right.
in the wilderness. And then the coin was phrased, and then you can kill the baby, making it so easy for anyone trying to decide whether a law is right or wrong. If
yep.
it ends and then you kill the baby, it's wrong.
Yeah, Representative Bob Dornan was so thrilled when he watched that video, and he's now cut a commercial for us where he's endorsed this Focus on the Strategy DVD, and he said those seven words, and then you could kill the baby, explains the entire pro-life movement. What is wrong with the movement? We should never support a law that says, and then you could kill the baby. And what we need to do, we need to defend personhood and the God-given right to life for the unborn.
Right. And everybody got it. Every leader there got it. Mm. And won't forget it either, I don't think.
So how many? We've heard there were 60 people, 60 leaders there?
There were actually more than 60. I'm thinking there was about 73 altogether.
73 regional leaders, pro-life activists from around the country.
Yeah.
And one of the issues that is trying to be decided, and I heard there's no decision yet, but where will a national week-long event be held where hundreds of pro-life activists gather to try to save kids and expose the city to what actually happens when children are brought into a Planned Parenthood? That these kids are being killed. So what cities are on the table?
Denver and Atlanta.
Denver and Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So we're praying that the decision will be made for this event to come to Denver, Colorado.
Yes, absolutely. And I explained to them why it was so important for them to come here. That's one of the reasons I did the presentation. We just had to get it across to them. Because Ken is the one that's been kind of going after Flip. You've got to come to Denver.
Ken Scott, your husband.
Yeah, my husband.
Has been urging the Reverend Flip Benham, the National Director for Operation Rescue, Operation Save America, to bring a national event to Denver.
Right.
And so you did the presentation, and you shared with this group all the truly extraordinary things happening from Denver, and so we need to pray now.
Yes.
All right.
We absolutely need to pray. When they heard about Colorado Right to Life being kicked out of National Right to Life,
right,
and the strategy, we knew we'd be kicked out.
Right, exactly. The question was, once Colorado Right to Life started going down the path of national, because they resisted that path for a long time, but of regulating child killing, of supporting laws that said, and then you could kill the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were street activists and pro-life leaders, Christian leaders in the Denver metro area that realized either Colorado Right to Life would become equally irrelevant and just part of the pro-life industry, or it needed a radical shakeup. And really, the organization itself needed to repent. And so there was an effort. There was a lot of prayer. There was a lot of wise actions taken for about a year of planning and preparation. And then Colorado Right to Life was basically entrusted to new hands, new leadership. Brian Rohrbach, Columbine dad, whose son Danny was murdered at Columbine High School. Brian Rohrbach became the president of Colorado Right to Life. A complete slate of officers. Actually, Leslie Hanks had been there for 10 years,
yeah.
And she had been fighting against this moral slide all that time. But it's so exciting that Colorado Right to Life now fully endorses this three-pronged strategy of, yes, we have to decriminalize abortion. That's number one. Number two, we have to demoralize the child killers and increase the social tension that comes with child killing, abortion. And three, we have to evangelize and educate people about the gospel of Jesus Christ and the God-given right to life for the unborn. And
we
so
had those three prongs in big letters so everyone could see it, you know, and they got it. It's simple, it's to the point, and they get it.
That is exciting because National Right to Life basically has always been against even going to an abortion clinic where kids are being killed and standing there as a witness and crying out to the moms with all the thousands of kids who've been saved by sidewalk counselors. National Right to Life is against it.
That's right. And the other thing that was, it was so inspiring to them to see that we actually thought things through and what, instead of deciding, okay, we'll just quit, we decided to take the opportunity. Even though we were going to be kicked out, and cursed by our enemy, we decided to bless them with the truth. And, you know, when you do things God's way, they always end up fabulous. And
well,
it did.
Yeah, I mean, you might get killed as a martyr, but it's still fabulous.
It's fabulous because right. God is glorified.
That's right. When we honor God, that is the absolute best thing we can do to maximize the chances to stopping abortion.
Yes.
When we make moral calculations, then we are undermining our own ability to one day protect the innocent. Okay, well, Joe Scott, so any idea when we will hear the decision?
I wish. Okay, I'm waiting.
So we don't know yet, but I'm sure we will hear. And if Operation Rescue OSA, if they decide to hold their annual event in Atlanta, Georgia, of course, we'll do what we can to support them and make that a success.
Absolutely.
But if they hold this event in Denver, Colorado, the heart, you know, the heart and soul of the renewed vision and energy and momentum for the personhood wing of the pro-life movement, I think we'll get many more local people out to support this national OSA event.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Joe Scott.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate that. Now, I've twice mentioned Leslie Hanks during this show, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life, because she was in the cabin working for Colorado Right to Life out of the computer network here. And we got a call from Aurora, Colorado, that I thought Leslie Hanks could help me with. So, Leslie, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
All right. Leslie Hanks is on. And in Aurora, Colorado, Susan, you're on with Bob Enyart and Leslie Hanks.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Leslie. I was listening to the show last week and heard Bob mention something about Boy Scouts, which I'd heard about that years ago with gays trying to get in, infiltrate the Boy Scouts. But then I heard him say, and if you have a daughter and she's in Girl Scouts, something to the effect that Girl Scouts is being led by lesbians. And my heart sunk because I have a 12-and-a-half-year-old daughter who's been in Scouts about the last 7.5 years here in the Denver area. So I wanted to know more about that.
Well, sure. For example, and Leslie, I'm going to bow to your experience in a moment, but Bob Knight, who's with Concerned Women for America, he's been on this show, and he released a report recently about lesbian speakers who are brought in by the Girl Scouts National Conclave to present. And they're very aggressively involved in endorsing, promoting the feminist, pro-abortion, pro-lesbian worldview. But Leslie Hanks, you were involved, no, in the Girl Scouts?
I was when my daughter was a brownie. I was a brownie leader, and I found some things to be disturbing me. And we're talking, my daughter's 35 years old now, so it's been a long time ago. But it was really starting to make the drift, and just into preparing for what we wanted to talk about with Susan today, I've been looking up something that I remembered, but I wanted to get the details straight. And so this is interesting. My son went to college in Waco, Texas at Baylor, and there's a former economics professor, John Piscata, that I've been in touch with over the years. We just email back and forth, but he actually took on Planned Parenthood in Waco, and he's been causing quite a stir down there. And Susan, I've gathered about five different articles from the internet that if we can get an email for you after the show, I'll go ahead and send them to you. But he took on the Girl Scouts in Waco because he heard that they actually had given a Woman of Distinction award to Planned Parenthood to one of their executives. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got the ball rolling. He started, you know, researching exactly what they do stand for. And it turns out that they've been pretty sympathetic to and maybe even willing to promote the sex ed curriculum that Planned Parenthood puts out. And Bob, you and I have talked about it before, and I know one of our board members has a copy of a book that they make available for young people, and I don't even know how young Planned Parenthood thinks is appropriate, but it's just nothing but vulgar and depraved and totally inappropriate for kids.
Yeah, complete rebellion against God's commands, like do not commit adultery, and God made them male and female, and sex is only within marriage. And so, Susan, your daughter has been a Girl Scout?
Yes, she started mm-hmm. when she was in kindergarten and mm-hmm. been in Scouts 7.5 years. And I had heard some bits and pieces several years ago about a troop in Texas who had invited a group of women thinking they were going to do some kind of a health type course for a badge, and then found out it was tied in with Planned Parenthood, and that caused an uproar. And at that time I called the local Denver chapter for Girl Scouts, and I said, you know, are we getting involved with this? Are we doing things with Planned Parenthood and all that? Because, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with Scouts. And the
if that's the case, right?
Right, if that's the case. And the women I spoke with, the leaders down at the chapter in Denver downtown, kept assuring me, oh, no, we're in Denver, we're staying away from that, you know, and all that. But if the national organization up at the top
is aggressively pro-lesbian,
right, and
pro-abortion.
Right, if they're in New York doing this, then I don't want any part of Girl Scouts. Mm. So that's why I was trying to...
There is an alternative, for example, at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada and in cities around the country, there is American Heritage Girls, which is the Christian alternative to the Girl Scouts. And, Susan, all organizations, for the most part, by all you could put in 99.999% of organizations become worldly. And if you start a Christian hospital, eventually, within a few generations, they're doing abortions and even sex change operations.
Mm-hmm.
If you start a Christian college to teach people how to preach the gospel, eventually they're teaching that we've evolved from animals and there is no God.
That's
so
true.
Jesus said you can't put new wine in old wineskins. So eventually organizations become godless, and that's not a surprise. We should expect it. We should resist it as best we can, but when an organization is spiritually dead, it's time to bury it and go on with our lives. And are we going to restore Harvard, Princeton, and Yale to be godly institutions? No, we're not.
No.
And our public schools, are they going to stop their animosity, their enmity toward God? No, they're not. So we pull our kids out of the public schools, and we pull them out of the Girl Scouts. But for now, the Boy Scouts still have quite a few Christian packs. Now, Leslie?
I was just going to say, Susan, if you wanted to take down a website for the American Heritage Girls, it's www.ahgonline.org, so you could learn about an organization that is trying to follow God and raise women up to have integrity.
Okay, good. That's
so
good.
American Heritage Girls, it's ahgonline.org.
Okay. We'll check into that. That's wonderful.
All right, Susan. Thank you so much for helping us to alert more moms and dads about the Girl Scouts.
And if you'll stay on the line, Susan, we'll get your email address and I'll send you all these articles so you've got some documentation if you need to share that with anybody.
Sure, I'd like to. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, that's super. We'll ask our call screener to get Susan's email. And then there wasn't there another scandal years ago that Girl Scout cookies were being made with real Girl Scouts? Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. That was just the joke. Okay, so Leslie, the excitement, the new momentum in the pro-life movement. I've been in this movement since 1988, and nothing like this has happened in 20 years.
Absolutely true. Well, you know, the wicked people passed that Freedom of Choice Act and put so many obstacles, including having a person's home removed, you know, as their assets if they, you know, tried to blockade a woman's ability to get in,
right.
Freedom of Access, FOCA, to the abortion clinic. And so I think people just got so scared away that they really went into the sleep mode there for the last 20 years. So you're right, and it's such a breath of fresh air to feel the momentum building again.
The momentum and the clarity, and we're not going to regulate killing children, because as a result of that for 30 years, all the Republican judges believe the child has no right to life.
That's right.
Of them, and all the federal judges, including Scalia and Thomas and Alito and Roberts. So it has been a tremendous failure of a strategy led by National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow. And we have to pray that the Christian leaders who are not already broken in moral relativism will realize this.
Bob, is it still available on ColoradoRightToLife.org that they can get the analysis of the judicial crisis? I think that is so important for people to see.
That's right. ColoradoRightToLife.org, their website, the partial birth abortion ruling, the ruling analysis. They could read the ruling. And then the DVD, Focus on the Strategy. Boy, how important that is. And you could get that even from us here at Bob and Yurt Live. Now, thank you, Leslie, so very
much.
Thank
you, Bob.
Our telethon, it's February, and so far we've taken in $2,100. And I tell you, even today, I was supposed to spend most of the show on the telethon. And how could I not have Michael Hitchborn of American Life League come on and let everybody know what YouTube is doing to censor pro-life Christians? And how could we not have Joe Scott come on? And how could we not answer Susan's question? So this program, we desperately need your financial support to make our goal of $25,000, and we're only at $2,100. We need your help. Please call us, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So far, people have given to the Bob and Your Life Telethon from California, Colorado, Indiana, and Kentucky. And Colorado, please, you guys, this is where we broadcast from. Please, if you can, give once or monthly. And please give as much as you possibly can to help us stay on the air, reach more people for another year. And my brother Brian, his phone number, he's a contractor for home improvements, 720-641-7033 in Maranatha.